going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have been monitoring for some time the proposed impact that would occur on Erie County for all of the federal programs that have been cut. We've talked about some of those and the impact and what we had to do to protect some of those programs. But we're also starting to see some real programmatic cuts being proposed, not just by the president, but also by the Republican House leadership, which are severe. And so we want to talk about that because we believe that these federal cuts to especially Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, which for many years was known as food stamps, will raise costs on Erie County as a government while reducing the amount of individuals who actually would receive the benefits, all to fund tax breaks for billionaires. So I want to talk first about the description of, like, they're going after waste, fraud, and abuse. I was the county controller who was tasked with going after waste, fraud, and abuse. I created the whistleblower hotline as county controller. I am all in favor of going after waste, fraud, and abuse in government. We need to go after waste, fraud, and abuse in government. But that's not what's being done. And in some ways, some of the most recent actions are very disconcerting because they're terminating the individuals who go after waste, fraud, and abuse and ensure the sanctity, so to speak, of these programs. For example, the president just fired the inspector general of the Health and Human Services Administration, which handled departmental oversight. The inspector general is the one that determines whether things are being done properly internally and how they should be done. And if you get rid of the inspector general, you're eliminating the waste, fraud, and abuse oversight that exists in the department. The president fired 80 people in the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight. This oversees the Affordable Care Act to ensure that it's being run properly and it's not being abused. And then the president fired 200 people in the Office of Program Operations and Local Engagement in Medicaid. Medicaid is one of the largest programs in all of the United States. And you can't eliminate the individuals who do the oversight of it and expect it to run better and more efficiently. So those are some cuts that were just recently done that we've learned of that is going to impact these programs, because these programs in some form or another are still going to exist. But if you don't have the oversight bodies looking at them, you're going to have weaker programs and programs in which people are able to take advantage of. So Medicaid cuts and changes. They've said for some time that no one was going to lose their Medicaid, that they were not going to lose Medicare, they were not going to lose Social Security, they were not going to lose Medicaid. Well, that's not the case. We have information from the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan agency, that under the plan as it's in the House right now, 8 million Americans would lose their Medicaid in a very short period of time, and 13 million would lose it over a 10-year period. But when it comes to Erie County, the way we also determine Medicaid is through certifications, and we recertify on an annual basis to determine whether a person qualifies. We have a whole staff of individuals, and I'll turn it over to the commissioner to talk about it in just a moment, that does the certification and recertification process. Well, the proposal that is coming out in the biannual recertifications for the Affordable Care Act, which relates to Medicaid as well, would require us to do recertifications not just once a year, but twice a year. And as a result of that, we could not do that with the existing staff that we have, because the staff is tasked to go through all those recertifications on an annual basis, and there's hundreds of thousands of them. They could not be done with the existing staff twice a year because they can do it once a year. So we estimate it would be an additional cost of $6.7 million for 108 new positions in the Community Medicaid Division of Erie County Department of Social Services. So they're talking about eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse, but this one provision alone, which probably wouldn't save a whole lot of money because most of the people who are on Medicaid need Medicaid. It's not like they're people abusing the system. There's hundreds of thousands of them taking advantage of it. We'd end up paying $6.7 million for 108 new positions in our community medical division. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the county executive was pretty clear about that people don't know. And a good portion of those people that they're talking about are people that are working families already, right? And I think we also have to remember when we're talking about Medicaid, if people lose their health insurance, what's going to happen? They have an emergency. They end up at a hospital, additional costs. So, yeah, the county executive is correct. It will be, honestly, an administrative nightmare for the Department of Social Services. And when we're talking about tax dollars, we're not saving tax dollars. All we're doing is shifting those costs out of Washington to Erie County and to Erie County residents.
So thank you. Other Medicaid cuts and changes, and we've talked about the FMAP. I may be the only county executive who's talked about it publicly because it relates not only to the amount of money that we receive to assist the citizens, but it's a big portion of the calculation for ECMC and how they receive their money. And every dollar of reduced reimbursement to ECMC must be paid for in some way by Erie County. We believe that based on the reduced FMAP provisions and the directed payments, that it would have a $50 million baseline impact on Erie County for 2025. The only thing that's kind of a positive is that it comes in a reconciliation, but it would be down the line. So it wouldn't affect our 2025 budget year, but it would potentially affect our 2026 and 2027 budget years if these actually happen, because we have on an annual basis a certain amount that we pay to ECMC for Medicaid. If they lose that assistance from the federal government, the way the agreement between ECMC and Erie County works is we make up their losses. If they lose $40 million worth of assistance from the federal government that they prided anyway, Erie County could be on the hook for $40 million. Based on the most recent baseline, it would actually be $50 million. It just wouldn't happen this year. So even if the budget and the federal government got passed now and they made this change now, because of the way the payments work, they happen a year or two down the line. So we would see this hit probably in 26 or 27. It's very concerning. Very, very concerning. $50 million is a lot of money that we potentially could have to make up. The ABOD compliance populations, this is for able-bodied workers who are on SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The proposal before the House right now would force seniors who receive SNAP benefits, and there's a lot of seniors who receive SNAP benefits, that they would have to work until age 64 to maintain their SNAP benefits. So if someone's retired and they're 61 or 62 years old and they're getting SNAP benefits, they would be forced to go back to work to get their benefits. If they didn't go back to work, they would lose their benefits. So seniors could be impacted with that. And it also removes the exemption for working families by reducing dependent child age from under 18 to under 7. So it really impacts the amount of money that the families could receive based on this number. And it also would change what's the working households reducing their SNAP benefit number. We think as a result of the provisions that they have in place, we also would have to add 36 new jobs in our SNAP compliance department to oversee these changes that would be required, which would take away benefits from people but require Erie County to spend more on an annual basis to ensure that the compliance requirements are being met. So that'd be about a $3.2 million hit in new positions once if this provision in section 10002 and section 1003 of the House bill, if it goes through, we would not only have less money going to citizens in our community, we would be requiring people to work until they're 64 to get supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, and we'd have to create new jobs to do the compliance associated with it. Once again, this isn't eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. And then I'm going to turn it over to Karen to talk about this, the 25% decrease in SNAP administrative reimbursement, because we do get paid a certain amount from the federal government to oversee these federal programs, but they're talking about reducing that amount.
Sure. So one of the things with that is that there's two components of that. The administrative portion of that covers, you know, as the county executive was saying, the costs that it takes us to run our programs, right? So currently, 50% of the administrative costs are covered by the federal government. They're talking about shifting that cost, changing that, where 25% decrease would come from federal reimbursement. If that shifts to the state of New York, it's very likely that cost is going to shift back onto Erie County. So we believe that that would be at least a $2.4 million administrative cost to Erie County. Now, I don't know if on the next slide, the benefit. There's also an impact to the cost in food stamp benefits. So I just want to put something into proportion for you. Let's just talk about Erie County residents alone. 14% of Erie County residents are currently receiving SNAP benefits. That's 1 in 7 residents in Erie County. 35% of those aren't kids, children within our community. 14% are elderly. Another 10% is that non-elderly disabled. So that leaves us with 41% of those SNAP individuals. Many of those are already working families. Under this ABOD requirement, it would require us to call in all of those individuals, do an assessment to ensure they're working at least 20 hours a week, or, you know, doing volunteer work, going to school, working to get their benefits, right? You might have someone who ends up, let's say they lose their job. Under ABOD regulations federally, you could get food stamps for 3 months. What if they don't get a job after 3 months? Are we going to cut off food stamps that are going to families and children because they have kids now that are 8 years old as opposed to under 18 years old? The other thing that's not on this slide is they've also talked about during the summer cutting off the SNAP EBT program that funds summer food programs that go to households. During the year, those kids are in school, but not during the summer. So those families now might lose food stamp benefits, then have additional costs because now they got to cover those expenses. In Erie County alone, $28 million is spent monthly on SNAP benefits, right? Right now, that's 100% federally funded. If that shifts and 25% of that cost has to be picked up by the state of New York or Erie County, that's $84 million alone that would have to be, you know, encumbered by local taxpayer dollars. So, I mean, I think that really puts it into perspective. You know, we're not talking fraud and abuse. We're talking about folks that would now have, we already have so much food insecurity in our community. This is just going to compound that issue.
Thank you. And then we are not even getting into some of the cuts that have been identified in the Trump budget. But as has been reported on, the Trump budget proposal eliminates HEAP, the Home Energy Assistance Program. And there are tens of thousands of individuals, especially seniors and young families, who rely on HEAP to pay for their heating bills and also some cooling expenses in the summer, but their heating bills primarily during the winter. I can't imagine what New York State and the county would have to do if they eliminated HEAP. This would be a huge impact. Millions and millions of dollars are spent annually on HEAP to heat people's homes during the winter. The Head Start program is eliminated in the Trump budget. The Community Development Block Grant and Home Funding program is eliminated in the Trump budget. That's tens of millions of dollars that goes towards not just new home construction, but projects that we do in communities, including supporting the Rural Transit Service, which provides free transit delivery and transportation, I should say, to seniors in the rural areas because there really is no bus service out there. Section 8 is left out. The public health emergency preparedness program is gone, just eliminated completely. The EPA revolving water fund, which has done a tremendous job of helping to clean up the Buffalo River, is gone. And AmeriCorps, the program that is the basis for our RSVP program, is gone. So we have received notice that our program that we went to court for, and the federal government backed down, the whole program has been eliminated. So the RSVP program in senior services, in all likelihood, if this passes under the current budget form, will be eliminated once the next federal budget year takes effect. So even though we went to court to fight it, they're eliminating the whole program, not just for Erie County, but nationwide. And that includes the AmeriCorps VISTA program, the AmeriCorps RSVP program, other programs that AmeriCorps does. And so the money that we're talking about, the impact that we believe in 26 would be a $12.3 million impact, but would probably be over $100 million by 2028, doesn't even include Community Development Block Grant, HEAP, HOME, AmeriCorps, all of these programs that provide tremendous service into our community. This isn't about waste, fraud, and abuse. And to say that they were not going to cut Medicaid and things like that is false. They're cutting people out of Medicaid. They're cutting people out of the SNAP program. They're passing on costs to the state and local governments. They're requiring us in this new bill, if it passes in its current format, and it looks like it's going to pass the House, that we'd have to hire people, more people, spending our own dollars to do compliance to prevent abuse, which in all likelihood doesn't exist in the first place. So I think it's important for the public to know that what's going on in Washington is completely wrong. It's impacting governments across the United States. It's impacting Erie County. It will cost us more money in the long run. And why are they doing this? To give billionaires a tax cut. It's as simple as that. They wouldn't have to do this, except they need to come up with savings to extend the tax cuts that were passed during the first Trump administration, because those expire effective the beginning of the next budget year. So the only way to come up with those savings is to cut or generate more revenue. And they're not talking about raising taxes on most people, but on some people. And they're not talking about cutting every department, because I believe the Trump budget actually increases a 12% increase, has a 12% increase for the military. So they're going after the programs that help those that are in need. They're going after programs that help seniors make certain that their golden years are in fact golden. They're going after programs that provide food for youngsters. And we shouldn't be penalizing children, no matter what. Children didn't pick the life that they're in. And their parents may be having tough times for various reasons. We shouldn't be penalizing them. And then to come back and say we're going to create these new requirements to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse, when all it does is cost more money to do that, and you're never going to come up with the amount of savings with the new certifications and approvals that you would do because of the additional people to justify the additional cost just to do those recertifications, which we already do on an annual basis. It's wrong. And I really felt, and I want to thank the team, I really felt this need to get out. I want to thank the team from the Department of Social Services, our Commissioner Karen Rybicki, a Special Assistant Eric Tower, who went through the bills. They just didn't pull this out of thin air. Went through the bills. And they're complicated. The things we're talking about have lots of acronyms. Most people's eyes glaze over when they start hearing it. But when you talk about real dollars, they're very expensive, and they have a huge impact. So I want to thank them for going through these bills and examining what's actually being proposed. And I call on everyone to contact your congressman. Contact Congressman Tim Kennedy. Contact Congressman Nick Langworthy. Contact Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. They represent Western New York. The other counties in Western New York are going to get hurt just as much as Erie County is, but just in a smaller proportion because they don't have as much population. But the people in Niagara, in Chautauqua, in Wyoming, in Cattaraugus, Orleans, Allegheny counties, they're all going to get hurt. And I think people need to understand the impact that this is having. So you need to contact your congresspeople and say, I will not stand for these cuts just to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. If they're going after waste, fraud, and abuse, go after the waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm all in favor of that. But this is not going after waste, fraud, and abuse. This is going after people. It's going after seniors. It's going after children. It's going after our community's ability to pay for basic services like their heat in the winter, and it's wrong. And I just could not stand by and know that this is what the impact of these cuts were going to be without publicly coming out there and saying it. So I want to thank the team from Social Services and the other departments. There's more, as we talked about. We didn't even hit all the cuts that are proposed in the Trump budget. We talked about some of them that are going to impact Erie County if they do go through, but we don't have the dollar figures just yet. But it's bad, and it's wrong. So with that, I'll open up to questions, if there are any from members of the media. Do we have any questions?
Can you talk a little bit about what your understanding is of the timeline? Do you have a sense as to when things are going to be decided? Obviously, the Senate might be looking at this differently.
The question was, what is the timeline and when this will be decided? And in the Senate, will they be looking at this differently? We do expect the Senate to look at it differently, but it seems like the Senate is under some of the same pressures from the Trump administration to enact a lot of these cuts. We are under the impression that the House is going to probably vote before Memorial Day. We expect that there will be a bill from the House before Memorial Day. The Senate is sort of working on it right now, but they haven't released kind of their numbers yet. They are trying to do this in a budget reconciliation, which could really force a lot of this through on a 50-plus-1 majority vote in the Senate, because they can avoid the filibuster and the 60 vote in a reconciliation process, which means the Republicans control the Senate by 51 or 52 votes right now, but all they need is the 51 or 52 votes to get it through. It's because if you go through a budget reconciliation process, it avoids the filibuster. So this is going to get voted on in one form or another. Whether it's exactly the proposal that's coming from the House is still up in the air. It is, and you are correct, it is potentially subject to Senate changes. But what I'm hearing from the National Association of Counties and others, is there's probably not going to be a whole lot of changes. President Trump's full budget as proposed is not going to go through in all likelihood. We may still see HEAP in some form, but maybe not to the same degree. We just don't know what it's going to be yet. But we do know now what is in the House budget proposal, especially the one that was going after Medicaid, and it's substantial.
Thanks. No, I think, you know, obviously we're just also very concerned about, and I mentioned this before, just the additional administrative burdens and the true benefit of adding those additional positions that we'd have to add, those additional costs. And then you look at, is there really, you know, to the county executive's point, waste, fraud, and abuse? No, none of us want to see waste, fraud, and abuse. But the benefit of doing this, I don't think we're going to see the impact, the true impact. What it's going to do is create chaos. It's going to, be a nightmare for the Department of Social Services to be able to manage the work, to be able to manage the work in a timely basis. You know, we have compliance requirements that we have to meet and process cases under. If we have to now start seeing folks twice a year as opposed to once a year, that's double the work. It's very unlikely that I would be granted double the staff, because there's just not going to be the funding to be able to support that. So I am very concerned about that, concerned about my department and my staff. Thanks.
I will be meeting with leaders of the National Association of Counties next week. So we're going to learn a lot more. I know NACO is very concerned about some of these because of the impact that a lot of these proposals have on counties. City governments generally don't worry about Medicaid. They don't worry about supplemental nutrition assistance programs because it doesn't go through them, but it does go through counties. A lot of the programs that are being impacted directly affect every county in the United States, all 3,069 of them. And there is a deep concern, and it's not just a Democratic concern. I have Republican colleagues that represent county governments across the country, California, Montana, Alabama, up to Maine, and they're concerned as well because they realize not only is this going to impact their constituents, but it's probably going to increase their overall cost that they have to pay for. So I'll have a little bit more information even above this next week.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.